Welcome to Chapter 1, The American Dream, or more specifically, my version of the American Dream. The thing that is the best part of what I've experienced in my definition of the American Dream is that I've been able to share it with my family and friends and business associates during the fact. What do I mean? My career was built on creating small public companies and finding large private companies or technologies that I thought had real value, merge them into the companies that I created, and the end result would be a company that was worth a lot more and a stock that reflected that increased value. So the fact that I was able to include family and friends and business associates, starting with my mother, she was always my first investor. I did what was called self-underwritten deals. It's a very unusual way to bring a company public. There are not that many people that have gone down this path to bring a company public. Traditionally, companies are brought public through what's called initial public offering, or IPO. I chose a much more personal and small town way of doing it. A self-underwritten deal is just that. Instead of a brokerage firm, I placed the stock myself as the principal. And the first shareholder has always been my mom, and then my family and friends and business associates. So when the company and its stock was successful, everybody that I had put in at the beginning, because I acted really as my own broker, benefited. So we all shared in the progress and in the payday. That, among other things, is probably the best part of my own American dream, the ability to share it in real time while it was unfolding. Very few people, as I mentioned, do self-underwritten deals. I actually did them because I'm a control freak. And this is probably the best example, a classic example, of wanting to control everything. And with the exception of a securities and exchange lawyer and securities and exchange accountant, I was basically my own chief cook and bottle washer. The other thing that was unique about my approach in this particular arena was the fact that I raised a very, very insignificant amount of money. Probably did public offerings smaller than anyone has ever done it before or since. The first two deals, including my most successful deal, we raised a total of $80,000. Not enough to buy a decent home. Not a big house, just a decent house. So it was a much more family type business, if you can have such a thing as a family business in a public company. So when we won, the beauty of this is we all won together. Before I go any further, I just want to clarify one thing, and I think it's worth repeating from the introduction. All of the statements that I make regarding my public companies going forward, I can document. So I think that's important to know because it gives more meaning to the message when the listener understands that this actually happened. And that's what makes this really... It's been a great experience for me to put this story together because it really allowed me to remember some really cool things and people in my life. The one constant theme throughout my entire career is that most of it has been spent out of the box. You're going to hear many examples of situations that had not previously been undertaken or had been undertaken by very few people as we go forward. But what I hope results from this story is that the listener will begin to think that maybe they have the ability to think out of the box. And it's not, it's just, it allows you to build on your self-confidence when you have an idea that perhaps is different than ideas that exist in that particular topic. And more importantly, pursue it. And who knows? You might find that what I found is that when you're thinking out of the box, you have an idea, you pursue it, and it works. Wow. There is the probably one of the best builders of self-confidence that anybody could ever experience. Thank you. Next up, perception is reality when it comes to luck. That is an understatement.